A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have learned of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me words that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is from the Gospel passage. The Magi said, "We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." A man for all seasons. A playwright by the name of Robert Bolt wrote a play based on the life of Sir Thomas More entitled A Man for All Seasons. When it was put on stage, it didn't do well right away, but it got great reviews. And as the enjoyment of this play grew and the popularity of it, it was eventually made into a movie, which I think in 1967 it was awarded the Picture of the Year by the Academy Awards. Sir Thomas More worked under King Herod, King Henry VIII. And King Henry VIII wanted to divorce his first wife and marry Anne Boleyn. So he wanted the church to grant an annulment for his first marriage, which the Pope at the time refused to do so. So he kind of employed Thomas More and also a bishop by the name of John Fisher to intercede, and both of them said no. Henry VIII had both of them beheaded about 2 weeks apart in the same year. But what was said of Thomas More was this by a compatriot. He said this was one of the most honest, upright, just men he has ever met. He truly is a man for all seasons. Wouldn't that be nice if we could find that in our presidential year? People who are upright, just, and moral. A man for all seasons. We might could say that that could relate to what we're going to celebrate and what we are celebrating here today. But really, it is more than that. The Lord Jesus is the King of all ages and generations, and he is Lord of all. I'm going to ask you to reflect on me on the people that we have heard over this Christmas season, which we started just a little short of 2 weeks ago. On Christmas Day itself, the very first people to hear about the birth of the new king were shepherds. At one end of the spectrum, they were lowly, they owned nothing, they were employed to work 24/7. If they had any place just to lay their head at night, they could consider themselves very fortunate. But the Lord chose them to be the very first people to be revealed that the Son had been born. They brought themselves, had nothing to offer, but when they left, they realized that indeed God had blessed them and the world. Last Sunday, when we celebrated the Feast of the Holy Family, the gospel passage was the presentation. We heard of two other individuals on the way, Simeon and Anna. Both were very blessed because they had been told, at least Simeon, that he would be blessed to know that the Lord had intervened and had sent the new son, the king. And he was truly blessed as well as Anna. But now we go to the other end of the spectrum, the three wise men. What we anticipate is that they probably were perhaps of means. They were wealthy. They studied the skies and the stars. They were probably familiar with the ancient prophecy that a new king was going to be born, very extraordinary, and his kingdom will be spectacular. They set out, probably that star made its appearance about the same time as the angels had announced it to the shepherds that the king had been born. But they came from what was outside of the area where the new kingdom would be. Anticipating it took 2 to 3 years for them to find the new king. They're not quite sure which countries they came from. Some speculate Babylonia, maybe Assyria, and maybe even one of the Magi came from India. And they brought gifts that would have been appropriate for a king, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But we understand it in our faith that gold represents the kingship, frankincense represents divinity, and myrrh, humanity. And when they came, they gave their adoration and homage to the king, and they were blessed and left to return back to their own countries. That is what we celebrated, and tomorrow we will end our Christmas season. It was a very short season this year. It usually goes for one more week, but because of how the calendar is this year, tomorrow is the baptism of the Lord, and then we enter ordinary time for just 5 very quick Sundays, and then we begin our Lenten season. But what do we give to the newborn king? We give ourselves, we hope to give homage as well, to recognize that he is more than just a human being. He is Lord of all. He is the Son of God. He is the Lord for all generations and ages that have come and will come. And so it's appropriate that we give our homage as well. And I hope that as the rest of the church year progresses, that we listen attentively, especially to the gospel passage, to hear what the newborn King has to offer to us, the means and ways to salvation. And his word will give us the direction we need, the life that we are to live. So let us come and give him the due proper worship and glory to this newborn King, the Lord for all generations and for all ages.